The New York Post reports Donald Sterling, the owner of the L.A. Clippers, recently banned from the NBA and hit with a $2.5 million fine for racist comments, has been battling prostate cancer for an extended period of time. In the NBA playoffs, Indiana beat Atlanta 95-88, Oklahoma City outshot Memphis 104-84, Golden State squeaked by the Clippers 100-99. All three of last night's games will extend the series to Game 7 to take place on Saturday, a first in NBA history. In the NHL playoffs, Montreal skated past Boston 4-3 in double overtime. Tonight, the New York Rangers are at Pittsburgh, and the Minnesota Wild take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks. In baseball, in interleague play, in a doubleheader, the Dodgers beat Minnesota 9-4 in the first, and again in the second, 4-3 in 12. In the first game of its doubleheader, Baltimore defeated Pittsburgh 5-1, and again in the second, 6-5 in 10. In the American League, Seattle bested the Yankees 4-2, Toronto topped Kansas City 7-3. In a doubleheader, Tampa Bay edged Boston 2-1 in the first, and then once again in the second, 6-5. In the National League, Colorado trumped the Mets 7-4. Miami slid past Atlanta 5-4. It was Cincinnati over Milwaukee 8-3. Quarterback Eli Manning will miss all of the New York Giants' spring activities. General manager Jerry Reese says Manning's left ankle surgery will keep him out and that the team will not rush back its starting quarterback. Hall of Fame sports announcer Bob Wolf has been honored by the Guinness Book of World Records for having the longest career as a broadcaster in a pregame ceremony at Yankee Stadium. Wolf has been broadcasting for 74 years, 6 months, and 7 days. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.